A huge relief for parents and families across America. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. That's what President Biden is calling it, as the FDA is authorizing COVID-19 vaccinations for young children and infants.
Children aged 5 down to 6-month-old babies can now receive COVID-19 vaccinations under emergency use authorization, the FDA's Dr. Robert Califf.
Our evaluation of the safety and effectiveness data for both of these EUAs followed our standard rigorous review process.
These would be specially formulated vaccines by Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna. A CDC review is expected to concur. Vaccine doses would be available in most places starting next week. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro has pleaded not guilty to contempt of Congress charges after refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. A trial is scheduled for November. And President Biden continues to push for action on climate change as Americans remain concerned about rising energy and gas prices.
The president argued that flooding the market with crude oil from the global reserves is actually part of the climate change plan.
The critical point is that these actions are part of our transition to a clean and secure long-term energy future.
Just this week, at least 3 times, President Biden made this claim about inflation broadly.
Inflation, there's no solace as inflation is higher around the rest of the world, and gas prices are higher everywhere else in the world.
They believe the prices are high right now for everybody that needs gas because they don't think oil companies are refining oil that they've already got.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Meanwhile, Yellowstone National Park remains closed following the devastating flooding there this week, which caused millions of dollars in damage.
We have basements filled with mud. We've had homes washed away. We've had bridges that have been washed away. But we're committed to rebuild this.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The census is looking for new ways to better include all Americans into the population count. Fox's Phil Keating has more.
The U.S. Census Bureau wants the most exact population data it can get when it comes to everything, race, as well as sexual orientation and gender identity. And to get that, it wants to ask the question as best as possible. Previous census headcounts did not even ask. Well, that made many Americans feel uncounted, and it also made others suspicious as to how that data would be used. So the Bureau wants to spend $10 million tax dollars to find out how to ask the question and get the most honest and accurate numbers. In Miami, Phil Keating, Fox News.
And losing power on purpose. It will take place in Arizona when the mercury rises. Fox's CJ Papa has this story.
In a report by the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, 2/3 of the country could experience rolling blackouts this summer. The group points to 3 major factors: post-pandemic energy demand, climate change, and war. It's a huge concern in a state like Arizona, where the temperatures easily sizzle into the triple digits. An expert from Arizona State University says climate change and the war are bigger threats, adding there needs to be strategic interventions. The assistant professor says that adding more renewable resources can boost the nation's total power supply in the system. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Paul McCartney started his birthday celebration by singing about glory days on stage with Bruce Springsteen Thursday night at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. John Bon Jovi also stopped by to deliver balloons and led the audience in a verse of Happy Birthday. About 60,000 people attended the concert. McCartney offered 28 songs in a nearly 3-hour nonstop set as he wraps up his short American tour. The Beatle turns 80 years old on Saturday. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.